Lord, I pray your word would be a lamp unto our feet and light to our path, hide it in our hearts, Lord. And then I've sinned against you. Amen. A couple places in Scripture have been just kind of speaking to me lately. It's concerning the grace of God, a great one in Romans 5. I love how it starts off with we've obtained our introduction and by faith into this grace and in which we stand. We've talked about that before, God planting us in this same grace like a being in a river. Just a couple other places here, familiar verses to us. The free gift is not like the transgression, for by the transgression of the one the many died, much more did the grace of God, the gift of grace by the one man Christ Jesus abound to many. And then, for by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. And we'll talk about that word. We'll see it again here in recent Scripture in John, about receiving, you know, receiving the grace of God. Because it is an action word on our behalf that means to transition from one realm of reality to another realm of reality, right? But there's a transition from, in other words, from his reality, from him, coming from him, to us. Something that you actually, is coming to you like, hey, throw me that, and I can receive it, okay? Like we literally receive, even though we possess it, we have to receive this awesome grace of God. And there's so many things we talk about, the ability of God's acceptance of me, his affection, but kind of focus today on the grace of God being the ability of God released to you. Because in the last part of Romans chapter 5, it's just real powerful words, the law came in so that transgression would increase, but where sin increased, the grace of God abounded all the more. So that, as sin reigned in death, even so, the grace of God would now reign through righteousness. Righteousness here is correct thinking that makes a correct attitude. Correct thinking that turns into correct doing or attitude. Through eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay? I love that. As sin reigned to death, now he wants grace to reign in doing right, or the ability to do right. Even when we sin, it uses this, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. It's superseded, like if it, we talk about that a lot, if I sin to here, grace will go all the way to that door, right? Far exceeds. In other words, in just a real practical sense, I receive the grace of God in my daily battle with sin, right? When I sin, the grace of God abounds, and I'm forgiven, but there's just an abundance of grace there to get up, to dust off, and keep going, right? But also, the power of God to walk in righteousness is the grace of God. I have to receive that. And so, how that looks to me when I have to, you know, and I've been saying this a lot lately, and the Lord confirms things at times to me, you know, when if he's confirming provision, it's usually a dime, you know. If he's speaking to me about the grace of God, it's usually a nickel, you know, five. But lately I've been seeing quarters, you know, and I'll pick them up. If I see a quarter, I'm gonna pick a dime or a nickel up too. But when I see quarters laying around, you know, when the Lord's speaking to me, a lot of times I'll see a quarter, which means a lot of grace, right? Five times five of grace, which we'll read here in a minute in John. So if we look at it like that, and what the Lord has just been speaking to me, it's easy just to say that word or to read from here and about the grace of God, but it's a different in walking, really walking about, right? You know, and we use all these terms, but learning really how to receive the grace of God is something we hammer out every day in our experience, okay? Especially when you're facing like having to go, you know, do school and do everything I have to do with along with school, I need to receive the grace of God. In other words, I need His ability, right? And His ability is His grace. So, and things we face, I'll read here and we'll talk about it a little more. Familiar verses, John chapter 1. The Word became flesh, dwelt among us. We saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten Father, full of grace and full of truth. This is Jesus. John testified about Him and cried out, saying, "This is He of whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for He existed before me. For of His fullness we have received, and grace upon grace." And that word means the richest abundance of grace, grace upon grace, and grace succeeding grace. And we talked about that, like waves coming in from the ocean, just constant flow of grace that we have received from Him. If you receive Jesus, you've got His fullness, but of His fullness we have to receive it constantly. Just like a flow coming in of waves, you know, wave after wave of us standing there receiving the grace of God. Okay? All of its fullness, again, received is to transition from one realm to the next. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only God who is in the bosom of the Father, which word means always, Jesus is always leaning into the heart of God, and He has explained it. But I really believe we're at a real season, I know I am, but I think even prophetically, or what God is doing in our lives, where He really wants to teach us about this, where we're, you know, we've got a fresh wind of just being in Christ, but even more than that, to teach us how to practically, in our daily lives, receive the grace of God. And I think what the Lord's going to do is just transform our mind and our understanding about what all that means and what all's entailed into the grace. If Jesus brought grace and truth, and it's realized through Him, again, that word realize, if you get that, like it means, again, to transition from one realm to the next, to transition it from His realm into my reality, where I can live it out, right? Where I'm walking out now the grace of God in my life. It's just not God's, grace is not just me getting something I don't deserve. That's part of grace. But grace is His literal ability infused to me, transition to me, so that I can reign in life, so that I can live my life every day. When I get up, I receive the grace of God to get up. I receive the grace of God to go make coffee. I receive the grace of God I got a routine here. Put this heating pad around my neck, you know, and sit there and pray in the Spirit. I'm receiving the grace of God, because then I'll think, oh man, I got to get ready. I got to do this. And I'll think, Craig, grace. Receive the grace of God. Right? You want to rule and reign? Receive. You're receiving His ability to now go teach. And you're receiving His ability to now go meet with people after you teach. And you're receiving His ability to go get ready for the next class of the next 2 days after you've met with people, and then have to get ready for the next day, and then go be with your family, and then have to get, you know what I mean, just on and on and on. That's why He says grace upon grace. Because it's always flowing and it never ends. And it's just like a vast ocean with waves coming in of power, of ability, His activity, constantly, right? So it's real important that we do learn, and we've heard this term used around here a lot, that we learn to be good receivers and not good achievers. Right? He's just looking for somebody who learns, who knows how to be a good receiver, who can receive the grace of God. And God will put that in your own language. Well, let's stand. May the peace of the Lord be always with you, and the grace of the Lord.
Also with you.
Share God's peace with one another.